individual entrees, couples packages, and family of four packages, including some new entrees you won't normally find on their menu, like grandma's breaded pork chops and fried cod. Still serving USDA prime beef, and the seafood options still exquisite at Surf and Sirloin. Take a look at their reconfigured menu, surfandsirloin.com. Give them a call, 822-3637, open for carryout from 2 to 7 p.m. on a daily basis, and they'll deliver anywhere within a 10-mile radius of the restaurant. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This winter has been pretty brutal. How has your garage floor survived? Do you have new pot marks from all the salt? SealTech Surface Coatings can definitely help. Hi, I'm Megan, owner of SealTech Surface Coatings. We use 21st century sealants, not the old-fashioned epoxies. Our multi-step process is 4 times stronger and 10 times more flexible than an epoxy system, and we get this all done in one day. SealTech can fix those nasty cracks and pitting that the salt leaves behind, leaving your floors not only protected, but easy to clean and beautiful. Do you have a favorite team or company logo? SealTech can put that on your floor as well. We have about 17 colors to choose from, but custom blends are available too. Call SealTech Surface Coatings today at 636-294-6299 to schedule a free on-site estimate with either my Uncle Donald, my dad David, or myself. SealTech Surface Coatings, 636-294-6299, or visit us at stlgaragefloors.com. Let our family take care of your family.
Dogs for Our Brave is a nonprofit headquartered right here in St. Louis. We want to save veterans from suicide by providing professionally trained service dogs to assist those suffering from a debilitating injury or illness. Our goal is to use rescue dogs at every opportunity, thus saving 2 lives at once. Our veterans don't have to take on any financial burden when they're partnered with one of our service dogs. Won't you join us in helping to save our veterans? Learn more at dogsforourbrave.com.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure a complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Tune in to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell of Compass Retirement Solutions, Sunday mornings at 7 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. That's Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday morning at 7. Compass Retirement Solutions is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investments and services offered through Compass Retirement Group, a registered investment advisory in Missouri and Illinois.
Melt it out, Kate.
My home.
This next note she will hold for 13 seconds. Get up there, Limey.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume
up. Turn the volume
up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Yeah. Frank Opinion's
on the air. There's no law against listening in your underwear.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of.
The two teams will make up the post-post game. The post-post game.
Rocket, Opinion,
well, see, that's what the coronavirus does to you. But, in its preliminary stages, hopefully it doesn't get advanced. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the next to last day of March. It is the March 30th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank and the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations. And it's pretty much business as usual. You just can't go in the lobby, which means no popcorn for a while. Let's talk. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, working his way through all this, as many are. How's Great Britain doing with this corona? I don't.
I think they've gone into a complete lockdown. I'm not entirely sure.
The president has it.
Who?
Boris.
Prime Minister.
Yeah, they're
Prime
Minister. Right. Prime Minister.
That's right. See, hopefully it'll take. Aren't you glad you came back home? Aren't you glad you're back here where you belong?
Yep.
Wait, you see, folks, if he had stayed there, he'd be locked down. Wouldn't he be able to come in and run a control board?
Did you hear what he said?
What?
He said, I hope it takes him.
Yeah,
oh, man.
I do. Boris Johnson is a horrible, horrible person.
And you want him to die?
Yeah, I do. I really want him to. And thankfully, I can say it over here because he's not the leader of our country. But if I was over there, I would happily take him out.
Oh,
hey,
boy. Hey, Dan, will you remind me to lift this and send it to Boris Johnson?
Okay.
Don't come over here and get him and take him back over there and punish him. 19 years. Well, hey, he has a right to. Say then. He lived there for 19 years in Great Britain. 10 of those years he lived in Birmingham, England. Now he's back where he belongs. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Clavlin is on the phone from his home, I'm assuming in Crestwood, rather. We're in Kirkwood. He's in Crestwood.
Hey,
we'll check in with him later, sort of. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thank you to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois, and they're offering drive-through service only right now. You can make an appointment, though, for home loans or car loans or any other services they offer. And if you need to get to your safe deposit box, you just ask at the drive-through, and they'll let you in, and you can do whatever you want with your safe deposit box. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Formerly night cook at Denny's.
Closed.
Among other fast food jobs, huh?
Yep.
Closed.
Well, aren't you glad you're not a night cook there now?
Yeah.
Former door-to-door knife salesman. It's a good thing you gave that up. Nobody's going to want to talk face-to-face with anybody at the door right now. For all they know, if he didn't have coronavirus, maybe the person at the door of the home does.
Mm-hmm.
Former beer vendor at Busch Stadium.
Closed.
Well, we know. Thank you. Yeah, there's nobody calling out. Do it again. How did you do it?
Hey, call me a co-bud. Who needs
I love that. I love that. Yeah, you won't be hearing that because there are no games. And, wow, it's a good thing he didn't stick with any of these jobs. Roller rink DJ.
Closed.
Closed. Yeah.
That's right.
So here's what he does today, all open and operating. Head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. I just was downstairs in the research department. It's humming away with all the people who work under Tim's direction. I believe it's 47. We did have to let two people go. It was 49. Now 47 people who do the research that makes this show so incredibly informative. He's also in charge of our digital clock, of setting it, resetting it, checking it, rechecking it. Let's check the time. 5:18, 57, 58, 59, 5:19 on the money right there. And that's what it says on the clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and wait a minute, what else? One other thing. What the heck? Oh, yeah. Like Jim Rockford, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I did send Netflix an email that takes about 15 seconds to read. Would you like to hear it?
I would.
It said, "Dear Netflix, can you please turn off the 'Are you still watching?' feature? I am in quarantine, so of course I am still watching. I don't need this kind of judgment in this time of uncertainty. If you could please update it with, do you really think you need to eat that? It would be much...
that would be great.
It would be much more helpful at that time to receive messages of that nature. Sincerely, Tim Woodburn.
Good suggestion.
like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. The service department remains open, and sales transactions can still be handled by appointment. You can visit Londoff.com for a complete inventory of every new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot, or the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's, which is open for business. You don't need an appointment. You can still just walk in there. It's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. At either place, they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please do us a favor and make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Dan, you remember the place we went a couple of times with listeners called the Breezes Resort in Jamaica?
Yes.
Well, Rad Boy, in an attempt to keep, you know, making a living, supplementing what he does here, is I think it's pretty innovative. He has contacted Breezes and is trying to sell them a specific product. It's a dairy product, of course, that he's made just to be consumed where there's always a light breeze. What do you call it? Breeze?
Cheese.
Breeze cheese.
Huh.
And
oh,
you
wow.
take it onto the beach with you. And, well, you know what?
Sounds
Why
like a
not?
Great idea.
They could put their resort label on it and serve it in the rooms or in the hotel. That's a great idea. Way to go, Rad Boy. This guy doesn't need any help because the world will always consider its number one genre of music to be polka. Nobody plays it better than Bruce Limpwrist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes, yes. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union, and as you heard Dan say, drive-up service is there for you. Most of the banking business that was being done prior to this coronavirus mess was online or drive-through. So you can still do that. Obviously, you can go online and you can go to drive-through and get pretty much most everything you need taken care of that way. Yes, we'll all miss the popcorn. Okay. Sorry, can't do anything. I guess they could hand out a bag of popcorn at the drive-thru window, but that's not a decision for me to make, and that would just add that much more for them to do, and I'm sure they're already trying to juggle and make everything work without having to add that to the task list. But never for a second worry about, you know, your money, or it's fine. It's there. It's fine. The only thing that has changed, think of it this way, the only thing that has changed is the thing that most people seldom do anyway, and that's walk into the lobby at First Community Credit Union. You won't be able to do that for a while. Now it's looking now like another month, end of April. And I know that's going to seem like a long month to a lot of people, but you can continue to do everything you need to do at First Community Credit Union. And since people are looking for things to watch and things to listen to, please let's not forget the yard sale. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on 590. Yard sale's so good, it takes two people to host it, Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss. They will be here for you Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock. They have one sponsor, and only one, First Community Credit Union. So please listen. Please let the folks at First Community know how much you like the yard sale and how AM and the PM you are. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. More at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Manitoba.
Well, he's not here, but you guys noticed Josh Bauman came in. Did
yep.
you notice that?
Yep. Yeah, team player.
Right. Saw him.
Bet you Dan Buffett comes in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Team player.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing. Dr. Buffett Dunn would come in. But... to each his own. I made that up. I hope it makes sense. From his comfortable home in Crestwood, time to check in with Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And folks, when this is all over or before, show them some love at Window World. Let them know that you know about them because you are AM in the PM from Crestwood, Missouri, Bill Claflin. You know, I think it'd be a good idea, Bill, just to give people an opportunity to personally show you how much they appreciate what you do. Go give out your home address. Go ahead.
I'll pass on that one.
So they can stop
me. I am following the rules. I can work from home, and people who can should. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. No, that's
right,
good.
I have to give
Bill props. On Saturday night, he did his trivia night. And it turned out we liked it a lot. We FaceTimed with my daughter and her boyfriend and ended up having our own little team playing and stuff.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I have a daughter. I don't like to talk about her much. Alyssa.
Bill, do you have any idea how many people were on there online participating?
I actually do. We did a virtual trivia night on Saturday night, and it was incredibly bizarre for me because I've done a lot of these trivia nights where you're hosting and you're up at the podium and it's, you know, you got several hundred people and it's loud and you have to, you know, yell over everybody. And it's, so I'm in the house and I'm by myself. It is completely silent. And I'm doing, and I can see, so they sent, after you do these videos, you get kind of they send you an update and they kind of break it down by demographics where people were and how many people and somehow they know the ages and it's pretty wild. But, in the course of the 90 minutes that we did it, there were 1,356 participants.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, that's
impressive.
For the entire time, but they participated at some point during that broadcast. Those were unique viewers, so it's not like, you know, Dan logging in and logging back off, and, you know, so they were different and from all over the country and from outside of the United States, which was wild. And I have to tell you that I got emails because I asked people. I couldn't interact with anybody while I was doing it because apparently I hit a button incorrectly and people weren't allowed to chat with me in real time. So I asked, I said, for those who are watching, if you can, send a message through Facebook or through email or something. Tell me how you think it went and how you participated. And I have to tell you, I got dozens of emails from people who were watching either on their phones, laptops. People said they were watching on their television. Somebody sent me a video they were watching on their television at home. And I had emails from people who were so, I don't know what the word is, I guess grateful or excited that they were able to participate as a family. I had one lady, a couple of ladies actually said that, oh my gosh, my, you know, 14 or 13 year old kid came up from the basement and actually sat next to me on the couch and we played trivia. We haven't done that in years. And then you had people who were competing against, other friends or neighbors from, you know, different homes, either in different parts of St. Louis or in different states or whatever. And so it was a really neat experience. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad people participated.
So what does it take for people who participated? What did they have to do? Just go to your website? That's all they had to do?
So it was through Facebook, through the Bill on the Road Facebook page. And so I was essentially here at the house. I prepared trivia questions just like I would for, you know, this show on Thursday afternoon. And I did five rounds, and I was basically in front of the camera. I asked the questions. I gave folks, you know, a few seconds in between questions to write their answers down. Or, if, like I said, if they're playing with, you know, three or four people at their house, obviously they'd want a few moments to, you know, argue about what the right answer is. And then I gave the answers for each round. And it lasted, like I said, it lasted about an hour and a half. And all people had to do was keep track of their answers at home. It was, you know, just for fun. But the, you know, the overwhelming thing was people were just like, would you do this again?
It was fun.
So yeah, maybe we will.
Is there a way to show people a sample? Like on our Facebook page, do you have a video clip of what it looked like when you did it? Is that possible?
I think the video goes away, or at least this one went away, I think because it was so long. So I don't have that. I don't have a video clip of it necessarily. Oh, you know what? Okay. I do. I can post it. Somebody sent me a picture, a video that they took of their television while I was broadcasting live. You can hear them playing trivia while I'm on the TV above the fireplace.
Yeah, we should put that on our Facebook page.
And Doug Schaeffler, who is a he's the chief of police of Baldwin right now.
Name dropper.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He also, he and his wife have gone on many trips with us before. He's
responsible for my back surgery.
Yeah, right. Right. On the
back surgery?
Banana.
This guy's got
no,
he calls me to have to have back surgery. Because he insisted in Jamaica that I get on this big inflated hot dog thing.
Oh yeah.
And we hit a big wake and it threw me up in there and I came down, I herniated a disc severely, had to have surgery. Thanks a lot, Chief.
And I laughed so hard because when they were coming in, Frank was going side by side, bouncing in and out of the water, and it was like hysterical. But I didn't realize
he went from aroused to hurt in 3 seconds.
Yes, but this
I wasn't hurt for a week. It took a week for it to herniate and swell to the point that I couldn't walk.
Bill, go ahead.
This was the text that I got from Doug right before the trivia started. He says, "No cheating, jackass."
And I think what you did was disrespectful. You mean this is the text you got from the chief?
I mean from the chief, yes, right. From the chief.
Bill, with all due respect, I think it's a tremendous idea. I think it has a tremendous opportunity for growth. And my two suggestions for you would be, A, figure out a way or a software or a third party you can partner with for people to submit their answers electronically and have sort of a running tote board or scoreboard rather than the honor system that you have. And secondly, if you're going to have like 15 rounds, you could sell this to a sponsor and let them have like a little 15-second commercial between rounds where people go and get a Coke or get a new beer or whatever. And you could really monetize this, especially during this time of quarantine, for lack of a better word.
Well, and that's interesting you say that. Well, your first question about the honor system, the only reason it worked this time is that, you know, people were just playing for fun and they were competing against, you know, friends or whatever. With the advertising or potential to do that, I use a system that, you know, it feeds through, it's not directly just to Facebook. So, yeah, you can put in videos, I can put in, you know, still images or whatever. It's possible. I'm really glad.
Prizes.
I was kind of nervous about it, but it went okay.
Yeah, I thought it went really well. We were very impressed.
I can already tell there'll be another one. So you folks that missed it, there'll be another one coming around.
Dude, every Saturday night, man, you could really make something of this. Cheers.
Fun.
We will see. So I'm going to talk just a moment or two about... I'm going to talk just a minute or two about a museum in Austin, Minnesota. There is a museum called the Spam Museum.
It's closed.
And I may have mentioned this once, but you're right. You're right. Right now it is indeed closed. And the reason I was thinking about this today, so spam, and either you love it or you hate it, or you're like me and you just are too afraid to even try it. Its success fluctuates with the economy. So I would imagine that as we go through, or we're getting ready to go through a rough patch with the economy, spam will be a product that more and more people buy.
Oh yeah.
And they can trace those numbers to even just in recent history back to like 2008 when we had the last kind of, they call it the Great Recession. The sale of spam just shot up like, you know, 20%.
Fried spam is pretty good. You can fry it. That's Frank. You've fried spam before, haven't you?
You bet. It's as good as bacon.
Spam and eggs.
If you like bacon, you like fried spam.
Yeah.
People have very strong feelings one way or the other. So the spam, and maybe you already know this, kind of became popular during World War II. They would send spam to the military, and it was an easy way to get meat to, you know, soldiers who were serving. And, you know, and they were able to eat it. And other, you know, some of the troops had less than, I mean, I guess maybe they shouldn't have been picky. I'm not sure. But, you know, they had some not so flattering things to say about it. But it was easy to transport and easy for people to have, you know, out in wartime. So there are six simple ingredients to spam. Do you know what the simple ingredients are?
No, one of them has to be ham, and the other one has to be salt, because it's pretty salty.
Yeah,
sodium.
Right.
That's
yeah, you're close.
Pork,
okay,
ham,
yeah, right.
Whatever.
Cat.
Yep.
Some chicken gizzards in there.
pork with ham, salt, water, sugar, potato starch, and sodium nitrate.
Mm.
And those are the nitrate. Only, yeah, those are the only
Lovely some nitrates.
Mm-hmm. So pork and ham, pretty much.
Spam. And I don't know how long a can of Spam is supposed to last, but I would imagine it lasts for a pretty long time.
Is that my goodness, I think a couple of years at least. It's funny that I think most of the people who say, ooh, Spam, they actually have never tasted it. They've seen it, but they've never tasted it. Here's the deal. Don't look at it before you cook it, if that's possible. Let somebody else cook it, because if you look at it out of the can, yeah, you're going to go, that's disgusting. But I think that's the case with a lot of food. You know, you don't want to see it before it's prepared, just after it's been killed. Of course, you don't kill Spam. Let's go out and hunt some Spam. But my point is, it's got that gel, and it's gooey and yucky and slimy, and yeah, doesn't look very appealing at all.
Do they still have that little key that you break off and stick it in that tab, and it rolls around the top of the can?
To open up the can?
I have no idea.
Open it.
I haven't bought any in 20 years.
I'm not 100% sure, but they do have 15 different varieties now. So things like Spam, teriyaki, and they've got hot and spicy, hickory smoke Spam. So they've got a lot of varieties of it for people who like it and they want to deviate a little bit from the plain Spam. Before we get off here, you just made me think of something. You talked about not looking at food. Do you like cottage cheese?
No.
Yeah.
Cheese.
I love it.
No. I do.
I do. I do. Horrible and stuff. I don't know why. I mean, but I don't know why I like it.
It's great with fruit.
It's sort of tasteless.
Yeah, so I like it with tomatoes. Peaches.
I'm a pretty picky eater, as you all know, and I really like cottage cheese with some pepper on it.
That's right, Red Bull.
Try it on ham and cheese omelet.
No.
Stick a scoop of it on an omelet. Oh, no. My God. It's so good.
Scrape some off a big woman's thighs. I'm telling you, there is some good eating there.
Oh, my God. Why, man?
Never heard of cottage cheese thighs?
Yes.
Get back to traveling. The Spam Museum that you can go. It's in Austin, Minnesota. All sorts of exhibits. Kind of walk you through the history of Spam and the Hormel Food Company, which that part's actually kind of interesting. Some great history there. So
what else would be in Austin, Minnesota? I didn't know there was an Austin, Minnesota. What the heck else would even be there? That sort of has to be
It's not a very big town. So the reason that it's in Austin is so George Hormel, he was the founder of the Hormel Food Company. He lived there and founded the company. And so it grew, obviously. And then, as I mentioned, in World War II, that invention of Spam, which is essentially it's pork shoulders, because nobody, I guess, wanted that cut. And so they figured out a way to take that beef, or that pork, excuse me, and turn it into Spam. And so they go through, I want to say it was like 20,000 pigs a day. Make Spam. I mean, it's like 8 billion cans of the stuff have been sold since its inception, but the headquarters are there in Austin.
As your director of research, Bill and Frank, first of all, the shelf life of Spam is 5 years.
There you go.
And secondly, and if this doesn't disgust you, nothing will, the way to tell if your Spam has gone bad is if the top of the can it's in has rounded and gone dome-shaped instead of flat across, which means the Spam itself is actually disconfigured metal.
Oh.
That's how you tell if your Spam is bad.
Oh.
That's good to know. Good to know.
All right. Well, bon appetit, everybody.
Yeah.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Up.
They were applauding. Limey just didn't have their microphone.
Yep.
Yeah,
volume was turned down. Bill to think they weren't there for him. They were. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldstlouis.com. We didn't actually finish the Burke segment. Did anybody, Tim contributed? Did anybody else have anything for the Burke segment?
No.
I don't think so. No.
I don't have anything.
Well, we never closed it. Didn't have anything. So we never closed it. So let's close it. Let's close it now. Okay. I missed the casino. They're saving me money, a lot of money, but I still kind of miss it. And I was wondering, what other places or things do you think people, you know, frequented regularly? Obviously, neighborhood bars or restaurants or whatever.
Church.
A church is a good one.
I got a preacher buddy who, there's no one in his church, and they broadcast it over an AM radio signal, and that's how his parishioners participate, is radio-only church.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are doing it online now,
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would go to the casino, I would notice there are certain people who were always there. And I would ask a couple people that work there. I'd say, is this person always... And she said to me one night, she said, yeah, this particular person I was pointing to, she said, he essentially lives here. He's here all day, every day, into late at night, and back here the next morning. And he goes from machine to machine. It's like somebody looking into the, you remember the pay phones used to have a thing where it would kick change back out?
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
who would reach in there to see if there's any loose change. They go from machine to machine, looking for anybody who left any sort of a partial game on the screen. Some games have multipliers, and if you walk away and leave a multiplier, it means the next person that walks up to play gets the benefit of that multiplied hand. And there are people that just go from machine to machine looking for somebody dropped a quarter on the floor. Now, they don't take coins, but people still buy drinks or whatever, and sometimes they drop a bill because you do feed bills into them.
And what's fascinating, again, I digress back to Ozark, which I binge-watched season 3 all weekend. I don't know if this is real or not, but they certainly portray it as real, as there's technology out there, and it's utilized in season 3 of Ozark to cheat the slot machines.
Oh, yeah,
I believe it. I saw that. Yeah, I'm far enough in that I saw that.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me. How does that's fascinating.
I don't have the guts to go into a casino, even if I knew how, and cheat them.
Nope.
I've heard too many stories about the back room and how they make sure that you'll never come back again.
I like my kneecaps the way they are. I can say that way.
I have a friend that works for the Highway Patrol, and now he is in one of the casinos and in that room.
Well, that's got to be a fascinating place to be.
Where do they dispose of the fingers and the toes?
Out back, usually. In the river.
Buffet.
The buffet.
Those aren't chicken fingers.
Cheer stew.
Well, have you guys still not seen the John Cena commercials with the purple cow? Have you seen these?
No, not yet.
Okay, when you do, let me know, because till then it's not worth talking about unless you see them. It's for Experian. I honestly, I just don't understand them at all. I don't know what it means. When they're talking about this corona thing, you hear the word, you hear two words that are the same meaning. One is preventive and the other is preventative. And years ago when I worked at an ad agency, we were writing up something for a medical client, and my boss wrote in a note, it says, let's be sure to include all the preventive measures. And so I went into his office and I said, and I was reluctant to do it, 'cause he was my boss. I said, I think the word you meant to use was preventative. He said, no, I meant to use preventive. So I looked it up. It's either one. Here's a case of a word we could discard and get rid of. We don't need both preventative and preventive. But for whatever it's worth, they're both acceptable. Now, weddings. The guy who called in earlier, whose son's in the tuxedo business, and he's getting hit and hurt big time. Anybody listening who has kids who are getting married, or if you're young enough and you're listening and you were going to get married and you put off your wedding, why? Why not just go ahead and get married, get on with your life as a married couple, and then later have the celebration and the dance or the party or whatever.
There was a couple here in St. Louis, they did it all virtual. The preacher was online, and I think they did it through Zoom. The preacher was online.
You know what? Not the same. Young people, especially girls, love weddings. Yeah. Virtual, you don't get the old pick out a dress. You know, they're into all that stuff.
Well, she had a dress picked out, but the bridal shop was closed, and she couldn't get her dress.
Wow. And one thing I don't hear anybody talking about when they're talking about everything else, stay away from people, is money. Bills. Think about it. When you pay in cash, Who touched that money last? How long have you had it in your wallet or purse? They don't seem to talk about that. But to me, you know, that's one thing that, boy, a lot of people touch money. I got to get the ladies in. It's a good joke. I don't want to give it its due. The ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This couple has a daughter, and she's extremely attractive. She's 16 years old and just a knockout. And she has a heart condition. Her parents are overly protective, as you can understand. They don't want her to do anything with this heart condition that would, you know, cause her to end up in the hospital or put extra strain on her heart. And they don't even let her date. Well, the other girls are getting to date at 15. Her parents just believe that because of her condition, you know, they should be careful, so they don't let her date, and she's constantly begging them to let her go out, and she gets a boyfriend. This guy really likes her at school, and they've been together, and they've sort of been on, I guess you could call it dates, but it was very guarded, and her parents were nearby, and finally she says, "Mom, Dad," she says, "look, I know you care about me and you're worried about me, but this heart condition, I have to go on with my life. I should date and do things and have adventures." And her dad, especially, is very reluctant. But now it's prom season, and she really wants to go to the prom. And so, reluctantly, he says, "Okay, is this Jimmy, the boy that you seem to be getting fairly serious with?" She says, "Yeah, Daddy, it is. It's Jimmy, and he really wants to take me to the prom." And he says, "Okay." So the night of the prom, Jimmy comes over to pick her up. All her dad can think about is, "Oh my God, I hope she doesn't get too overly excited. I hope she doesn't dance too much. She has this heart condition. Jimmy needs to know this. And he needs to make sure that he takes it easy." So he calls Jimmy off to the side. After they take the pictures, he puts the wrist bouquet on, and the mom has to get a whole bunch of pictures of him together, and she puts his boutonniere on his lip, you know, the whole routine. And he gets the boy off to the side, and he goes, "Look, Jimmy, you're a good kid. I like you. But I just have to tell you something." He says, "My daughter... My daughter has acute angina." He goes, "I know, and her boobs aren't bad either."
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyon.
This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources. Visit pcadevzone.org. Accident floor said a Dunn Road's been cleared. Westbound 44 from the city to 270, a 13-minute travel time. 23 minutes if you're heading eastbound 270 from McDonald to 5570. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Dogs for Our Brave is a nonprofit headquartered right here in St. Louis. We want to save veterans from suicide by providing professionally trained service dogs to assist those suffering from a debilitating injury or illness. Our goal is to use rescue dogs at every opportunity, thus saving two lives at once. Our veterans don't have to take on any financial burden when they're partnered with one of our service dogs. Won't you join us in helping to save our veterans? Learn more at dogsforourbrave.com.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Tune in to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell of Compass Retirement Solutions, Sunday mornings at 7 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. That's Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday morning at 7. Compass Retirement Solutions is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investments and services offered through Compass Retirement Group, a registered investment advisory in Missouri and Illinois.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. There'll be a lot of people opening bottles of wine when Annie Guns reopens, I guarantee you. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns. Now, they're closed. Smokehouse is closed. So how do you help them justify what they're doing right now by staying on and continuing to sponsor this segment? Here's how you do it. The minute they're reopened, those of you who can, make a reservation and go to dinner at Annie Guns and then go next door to the Smokehouse Market and tell them, thanks for hanging in there with us. Normally I say closed only on Monday. I don't know what to say, except like many other businesses, they are closed till further notice.
And you can order gift cards online.
You absolutely can go to Annie, I guess it's AnnieGuns.com.
Yes.
And get gift cards, which is a great idea because coming out of this, people, you go, here's a gift card to Annie Guns. What? They can't wait to get out anyway. Now they get to go and use a gift card that you generously gave them to Annie Guns at the Smokehouse Market. Both located next door to each other, east of most of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Hopefully soon. I guess it looks like we got another 30 days of this, but then after that, I hope that's it, and I'm sure they do too. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mike Evans. I'm assuming the Evans household is still coronavirus free, I hope.
Everything is fine, and a big shout out to Tom over at Annie Guns. Great guy, hanging in there, and buy some gift cards. They're it's the best.
Okay.
Our pop quiz question all week long, since there's still a toilet paper shortage. Toilet paper pop quiz questions. We all pay 6 cents tax for every roll of toilet paper we buy. It's a federal tax. What president signed that bill into law? President Carter?
Ronald Reagan.
Bill Clinton. Or Barack Obama? I'll give you the answer in just a minute.
Now, was that an impression of Barack Obama when you said his name? Was that an impression of him? Because you did your impression of the others. No, I don't believe we could. No.
I can't do Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
You're right, you can't do it.
Shut the front door!
The Reagan sounded like the guy from The Hobbit. Me precious,
hey, let me tell you something. Who said that?
Oh, that was Tim Woodward. That was Tim Phillips.
Tim, listen to me. I knew Ronald Reagan. I've been to his house.
Here we go.
I used to play tennis with Maureen every Tuesday and Thursday. I think I know how Ronald Reagan talked.
Mike, I interviewed Ronald Reagan. Never heard of you. I'll play you part of the interview if you like.
This is where
I had just said, I said, you know, Mr. President, this guy named Mike Evans says that he knows you or knew your son. Here, I'll play what he said.
Well, I've never heard of him. I asked Nancy, and Nancy, have you ever heard of him?
She said,
no, never heard of him either.
So. It's a Reagan off.
He had a really bad cold that day.
A Reagan off.
I've never heard of him.
Coronavirus stuff. Pregnant Katie Perry is absolutely thrilled. American Idol is suspended. Stays home. Stays safe. She even has her OBGYN make house calls.
Nice.
Her husband, Orlando Bloom, right at her side.
Can you imagine anybody impregnating her? Who having to do it with Katy Perry?
Lucky.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. celebrities with clubs, with masks in Hollywood. Ewan McGregor, Ryan Seacrest, Catherine McPhee. And that was Tom Hanks with a mask and gloves driving through his regular Starbucks in Pacific Palisades back in the
day. No, Miami McPhee. Catherine McPhee.
She's hot. She was cute.
She gets a boing.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know who that was. Sorry. Yeah.
On the other hand, spotted out and about, no mask, no gloves, like there's no virus. Katie Hudson. Luke Wilson. Gwyneth Paltrow. Jennifer Gardner. Shocking news. Virus cases have occurred in the L.A. County Jail, and they've ran out of soap and toilet paper over the weekend.
Oops.
Sucks to be them.
Word that the PGA, Professional Golf Association, was ready to start the tour back up. TV networks very excited, but then at the last minute this afternoon, their attorneys warned there could be lawsuits if somebody gets sick, so the whole idea was scratched.
Hey, Mike, you're a golfer. Ian Poulter, I'm sure you know who that is, right?
I know who Ian Poulter is. Ian Poulter introduced Tiger Woods to his wife.
I had never heard this guy's ranked. He's ranked 58th in the world, and I'd never heard of the guy. And then I'm reading an article about him. He has 14 Ferraris, so he must have done pretty well in the golf world. And I just was surprised I'd never heard his name.
Tour. He plays a European tour more than the PGA tour. Okay. Yeah, it's his cousin. Tiger Woods' wife, the one that took a 9-iron to him.
Ooh.
Little love nugget, homie, you led me right in. Look, I know she's beautiful, however.
And there's always a however in life.
I'm not a fan of Heidi Klum. She's sort of a bitch. She's very catty. And now she's proving it by bad-mouthing her ex-seal now that she's remarried. Well, why do that? I mean, come on now.
She's catty as opposed to Matthew McConaughey, who's very Lincoln.
Oh my goodness.
Don't encourage,
please.
Thank you.
You heard about the TV series Tiger King? You guys have been seeing it?
Watched it all.
On Netflix. Well, listen. Cardi B has opened a GoFundMe for Joe Exotic and wants him out of jail.
Wow.
And now here's the hot scoop. You ready? The Florida Department of Law Enforcement today has reopened the investigation into the disappearance of Don Lewis, who was Carol Baskin's ex-husband.
Nice. Oh, yeah, she did it.
Joe Exotic and others accused
seconds.
Carol of killing Lewis and then feeding him to the tigers.
Guilty.
30 seconds.
Oh, come on, man. You're peeing on my leg.
Quick, 30, go.
6 cents for a roll of toilet paper. Who passed that law? Carter, Reagan, Clinton, Obama.
Carter.
Reagan.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
What's wrong with your voice?
Jimmy Carter.
Stupid, ignorant sluts is what you are. Answer's Bill Clinton.
Oh.
And by the way, Barack Obama tried to double the tax in 2010, but it was wiped clean. They turned it down.
No time. Zero. All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Thank you. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports Trending. Now,
big news from college athletics, where the NCAA has just announced that they will extend eligibility for all spring quarter or spring semester student athletes at the collegiate level, meaning that seniors of the class of 2020 will have a chance to come back and compete in 2021. Further, all athletes over that course will have 1 year added to their participation clock. Whether or not schools will be able to give aid and will pay for scholarships is up to a school-by-school basis. So still a lot of drama to go on there. The Big 12 joined the SEC, allowing virtual meetings between coaches, athletes, and staff. They joined the ACC as well. And the Summer Olympics have a new start date for the games in Tokyo. They'll get underway July 23rd, 2021, and run through August 9th. Ralph Irvin. We are.